This fifth Sunday of Lent have some of my most favorite readings in the Old and the New Testament. And as we have heard in the Gospel reading today, it began with something that I think all of us can relate to at this moment in time with what's going on in our society right now, when Martha and Mary send words to the Lord Jesus Christ, saying that, "Master, the one you love is ill." And I think individually speaking, and as socially speaking, and as the whole world, we know many people who are ill. And perhaps we feel like Martha and Mary, calling out to the Lord, "Lord, the one you love is ill. We are in need of you." And it seems like at times like this too, we feel like that the Lord is not listening to us, or he's not quick to act, or that he has abandoned us and the whole world. But my brothers and sisters, our faith tells us, just that we have heard in the first reading today, that the Spirit of God wants to raise us up, just like the dry bones in the valley. And perhaps we feel like dry bones right now. We feel like the life in us is being sucked out of us, huh? Because every time we turn on the news, every time we hear something, it's more devastation, it's more negativity, it's more like, feel like it's never going to end, and that the world is going to end, huh? And we feel like we have nothing else to give. Yet the first reading from the prophet Ezekiel today reminds us that the Spirit of God will raise up the valley of dry bones, huh? So we need to ask ourselves, do we believe that God can make life anew and give us new life yet or not, and to make whatever it's sucking the life out of us and give us something new, something wholesome, something eternal? In the second reading today, St. Paul reminds us that the same Spirit who raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living in us. My brothers and sisters, the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living in us. Do we believe it or not? The Spirit of God had the power not only to resuscitate, but the power to give us eternal life. Lazarus today, even though Jesus performed a wonderful sign, a miraculous sign, he was going to die again. That resuscitation was just something temporary. He was going to meet his own death. But today, Jesus is promising us much more. Not just a bodily resuscitation, not a halfway resuscitation like what we see in those zombie movies where those dead things have no more life. They're just walking around trying to eat each other's flesh and seek the living. We're not zombies. When Jesus Christ died and rose again, he promised eternal life for us, the resurrection. Eternal life. Not just a moment in time, not just for the moment right now, but eternal life in him. Do we believe that? Do we trust in that? Jesus Christ wants to heal us, but we have to invite him in, and we have to trust that his love is going to transform, change us, and heal us deep from within. And that's why in the Gospel reading today, before Jesus did the sign, he asked Martha, "Do you believe that I can do this? Do you believe?" So I'm asking you the same thing, my brothers and sisters. Do you believe that Jesus Christ can change us, and that our life here, even though seem to be so negative and down right now, is in the end? It's only a comma. For our end is with him for eternity, forever. My brothers and sisters, this last Friday, when the Holy Father, this is Orbi et Orbi blessing, we felt that he was alone. He was walking into St. Peter, so dramatically alone. Yet we knew that he wasn't alone. First of all, through the power of technology, we were able to be there with him, to pray with him. Yet, also, our faith teaches us the communion of saints. Even though he was alone, physically, he was united to each and every one of us, the saints in heaven and the poor souls in purgatory too. My brothers and sisters, our faith reminds us that we're not alone, for the same Spirit that raised Jesus up from the dead is living in us, and we are no longer dry bones, valley of death, but living human beings, with him forever. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, in this moment in time, Jesus is looking at each and every one of us, and he's asking the same question that he asked Martha: do you believe I can do this? And just like the Pope Francis at his Orbi blessing also remind us that we're in the same boat together. But we're not alone in the boat. Jesus is there. And we just had to call out to him, Lord, save us. And we will hear from him the answer, do not be afraid. This isn't the time to be afraid. Yes, we might be tested and tempted with anxiety, with frustration, but we shouldn't be afraid, for we are not alone. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, let us pray for one another. Let us pray in Christ Jesus. Let us lift each other up, for we know that we're not alone. For the same Spirit that raised Jesus up is living in us, uniting us together, and he wants to give us life and life eternal. My brothers and sisters, let us pray for one another, telling the Lord, Lord, the one you love is ill, isn't well, and we are in need of you. And may we hear from him the word of consolation that he will make all things new. And let us answer back to his question when he asks us, do you believe this? Perhaps we can answer just as Martha had answered, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And we will hear from him, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me shall never die, but have eternal life. God bless you.